believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And we're going to talk today about, you know, everybody has this feeling that, oh, when I'm ready, I'm going to do something. Or when I'm ready, or when I finish my healing, then I'll do something. And I think we've got it all wrong. It's like we need to live our life and just allow ourselves to be and allow the healing to come in tandem with what we're experiencing. You know, I think many of us have been programmed to believing that healing is a one and done. You know, well, I already did that. Well, you know what? Guess what? There may be another layer to that onion that needs to be peeled off. And, you know, sometimes we fall into the trap of trying to think, oh, when I'm healed, I'll do this. What if we were to change that up a bit and decide to live our life and allow the healing to integrate in that? And it's not a it'll be like just allowing yourself to experience life and be presently surprised how that healing gets laced in to your life. It's not like a linear progression. It's really about more of the concept would be like a matrix where everything's interconnected in ways you don't know. And we may try to think we could figure out how that's happening, but we're pretty much called out on that because it usually is not. It's more organic, and it's not an inorganic process. So, you know, on today's show, we're going to talk about the illusion of I'll live when I'm healed. And boy, is it an illusion. So maybe you're one of these people that feel like they need to postpone their love, joy, or expression until they feel healed, regulated, or resolved. Or maybe this places life in the future and keeps the present moment on hold. So a lot of times when we, and let me explain that a little better, when we're projecting out into the future, when I'm healed, it's like we never get to that point where we're healed. It's more of being able to have the awareness that I'm here right now, living in the present moment, and I'm just going to allow my next step as I'm being led to go with my life. And maybe it's just as simple as that. And not trying to control how it's going to happen or, you know, make a story up about it. It's just really about being in the present moment. So, you know, you don't want to be living in the future. We want to be living right here, right now. So maybe the quiet belief is this: I'm not enough yet. Just see if that resonates with you. And I invite you to switch it up. Life really is not about waiting for your completion. It's about waiting for you to show up right now in this moment. And, you know, just some questions to think about. What are you waiting to fix before you allow yourself to live? Just think about that. Or maybe, who taught you that healing has to come first? I always say to a lot of my coaching clients when they say something, I said, well, who made that rule up? You know, a lot of times we take on projections of other people's ideas, and this is not what this is all about. This is about you living from your true authentic self and the core of who you are, the inside job of you. So let's just do a little experience, the illusion of I'll live when I'm healed. So we're talking about the idea that so many of us are quietly living inside. I'll live when I'm healed. I want to pause for just a moment and invite you into a little noticing. It's going to be a readiness check. Just take a moment, a quiet moment, and notice. Is there anything you believe must change before you're allowed to live more fully? There's no fixing, no solving, just noticing. And just say softly to yourself, I notice the story. I don't have to obey it. And just notice that just acknowledging this alone begins to loosen the grip of the story. So the other thing to remember too is that sometimes we use the healing as an excuse for avoidance. Maybe it's like preventing ourselves from being in the present moment and having an experience. So maybe you're a person who is avoiding showing up for themselves, and the healing thing is an excuse for you to stay in avoidance. You know, sometimes, you know, as we explore healing and how to heal, we can sometimes turn it into another form of postponement. So let's bring this out of the mind and into the body for a moment. And just take one slow inhale through your nose and a long exhale through your mouth. Again, inhale and exhale. And just notice if your shoulders drop even 1%. That's enough. Softness is already available. This is important because healing doesn't require strain. Just feel that for a moment. It's time to stop the endless processing, analyzing, and working on yourself, looped energy. We don't want growth to become a treadmill. We want it to be a doorway, something that you step into right here, right now. Avoidance, just remember this, doesn't always look like numbing out. Sometimes it looks like constant self-improvement. So for all of you who are in this mode, just listen and think about this for a second. Could some of your healing habits be keeping you stuck? That's a possibility. Or are you healing to expand or healing to postpone? Where's your agenda about healing? Sometimes it might be an unconscious thing that we're not aware of, and now you're being made aware of it so you could choose something different. And what feels uncomfortable about simply just living, just being? That's a tough one for a lot of people because we're in a society that is like the proverbial treadmill that you're in the doing mode, always doing, 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 doing. And I think we've had a lifetime of that, and no wonder our nervous systems are so dysregulated. And when we do stop, we have no idea how to be because we've only experienced being in motion constantly. So a huge invite for you all is to really take a deep dive in what feels uncomfortable about simply living, because I think this will be insightful. And if this is really resonating with you, I just invite you to subscribe to my show, The Dr. Dolores Show, so you can continue to receive conversations that support your awakening, embodiment, and real life integration. Like, share, and subscribe with somebody that you love, because this may be exactly what they need to hear in this moment. Now, you know, we talk about integration over fixing. When we feel like we need to fix something, it's saying that we believe that something is wrong. When we come from an integration point, it says everything belongs there. It's just about allowing it to be part of what we are. Big difference. It's about focusing on the cup that's half empty versus half full. Just remember, you don't need to eliminate parts of yourself to be whole. It's really about the integration and alignment of every aspect of who you are, so you can become that radiant essence that is your internal diamond. Okay? It may be calling back fragmented parts of that diamond that have been left in another time and place. Remember that your wholeness includes tenderness, grief, fear, curiosity, and joy. There are many, many things that we all experience. And some of these things may be what we label as not pleasant at all, and we want to avoid it at all cost. And I'm here to remind you that all those things are necessary. They're part of being human. They're part of you getting the experience of emotions so that you could grow at your most deepest and profound expression of who you are, and allow you to evolve and ascend to a higher version of who you are that's aligned with your highest purpose. So, something to ponder. Do you relate to yourself as a problem or a process? I kind of see myself as something in process. I'm constantly evolving and learning and growing. I think sometimes when we label something as a problem, we do ourselves a huge disservice. It's just an opportunity for growth, really, and allowing ourselves to walk through the process. We're all... It allows us to integrate more aspects of ourself with that process than trying to solve it as a problem, because it's never a problem. It's just part of who you are. It's allowing us to integrate every aspect of ourselves within ourselves. And so I'm going to leave you with this before we go on our first break. What parts of you are asking to be included rather than repaired in your life? So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and we're talking today about the illusion of readiness. Healing isn't required. So when we come back, we'll take a deeper dive into some more talking points on this. So stay tuned and see you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking today about, the illusion of readiness. We always say, oh, when I do this, I'll have this. And we're always preparing for something in the future instead of living it right here and right now. So our talk today is about the illusion of readiness. Healing isn't required. And before we left on break, I left you with a question for you all to ponder. And, you know, where in your life are you putting your life on hold because you feel like you're not ready? You know, when we do that, we're always living in the future. And that means the present, that never really happens because we're just like, when we do this, when we do that, it's like, notice when is like in the future. And, you know, maybe we need to do this now. So remember, living is part of the healing. When you are fully present and in the moment, this helps assist you regulate your nervous system. And there's lots of talk about the dysregulated nervous system because we have been programmed into thinking that it's do, 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 do all the time, or we're on constant on guard or in constant stress mode where that is considered the new norm and we don't know what it's like to not be in stress mode. So it's no question and no surprise to me that humanity is in the state that it is. I just remember earlier in my nursing career, I was getting really stressed out and anxious, you know, about a lot of things. And I said something to a physician at the time. I says, is it possible to burn out your nervous system? Because, you know, when you're constantly out of stress, and they were like, oh no, that can't be possible. Well, I think it is, because I think I was on to something like 40 years, because your body cannot sustain a constant being in stress mode and have it do the amazing things and the healing that your body is wired to do. When you're always on the go, 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 stress, 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 your body doesn't know how to exhale. It's constantly in a flight or freeze or whatever state. So when we stay in the present moment, this is the beginnings of starting to regulate your nervous system. It's about bringing calm to what is happening right here, right now, in the exact moment. Because all we have is moment to moment. And if that's a stretch for somebody, just go second to second, nanosecond to nanosecond. That's all we have. We have to remember that when we are in our body, this is where we get to experience life, because emotions are in the present moment. Yes, we may pop from being in the present moment to our head when we get dip our toe in the pool of emotion thinking, oh my God, you know, I'm feeling all this, and whoop, you go from here into your head and go trying to feeling figure it out, trying to, you know, control it, keep it in a box, put it on a shelf and not deal with it. This is not what life is supposed to be all about. Pleasure, connection, and creativity and movement are medicine. What we experience in our life is the medicine, believe it or not. Life experience create information that therapy alone cannot. Okay. And I'm not dishing, you know, going to therapy or anything. That I think there is a place for that. It's just, I think we've been duped into believing that talking about these emotions is a help. I think it is a help to an extent. And it's also important to experience the emotions in the present moment of what that is. It's not about opening Pandora's box and feeling like the lid never shut, because what's in there is so bad that, you know, you don't know how to handle it. That's where the uncertainty comes in. But yet we could be so certain within ourselves in the midst of a lot of uncertainty. Healing often follows engagement, not isolation. So when you lean into whatever's happening instead of pulling yourself out and ignoring it, you're allowing the healing to unfold. And it's going to probably unfold in ways you never thought possible, because we're so close to what's happening, we can't see the forest from the trees. And when we are in the moment, it's almost like our body innately knows what's next for us. We just have to show up for ourselves and allow ourselves to be right in the present moment. So what if living is not the reward for healing, but the pathway through it? And where are you already healing simply by participating in life? So these are things to think about and ponder, because we all are in healing mode. Sometimes we just make it way more complicated than it has to be. So just remember, readiness is a choice. It's not a feeling. You may feel never fully ready, or your readiness, remember, is willingness. Readiness is presence. Readiness is choosing now, even with fear. And let me say that again. Readiness is choosing this moment now, even if you have fear. So what if readiness simply means I'm here? Or what small yes is available today? And what happens when you stop waiting for certainty? I'm going to give you a little secret. Certainty is something that happens within you. It's not something external. You could be like in our current world where there is mass uncertainty in the external. Nothing is certain, okay? Yet you're waiting for the certainty to be on the outside. I'm going to ask you to flip that script and focus on being certain within yourself. No matter what is going on, you are so certain of your certainty that you're right here, right now, that you're safe, you're secure, you're taken care of, you are fully present in yourself. That's all you need to do and to show up. The illusion of uncertainty is out there. Certainty is within yourself. So I just think it's so important that we all just You know, just sit with that for a moment. Because so many of us are probably scared to take a dive in. And that's okay. It's like feel the fear anyway and just take a step through the doorway. Remember, readiness is a choice. It's not a feeling. So instead of waiting for readiness to arrive as a feeling, let's relate to readiness as willingness. And let's just have a little experience called the tiny yes. Inside, whisper to yourself, what is one tiny yes available today? One tiny yes. Not a life overall, not a big leap, just one small yes. And just allow an answer to arise naturally. That small yes is readiness in action. That simple. So let's kind of go into this talking point here, which I think is really, really essential right now in our world. Let life meet you as you are. You do not need a perfected version of yourself to participate in life. Just show up as you are. We all are, I'm going to say, perfection in process. We're perfect the way we are. And sometimes we just need a reminder that we're a process. It's not a one and done, okay? Even though we want it to be so bad, we want to just, okay, on your task list, I did this, I'm healed from this, it's on the shelf. And then guess what? It circles around again. And you're like, I thought I dealt with this. Well, you did. You dealt with an aspect of it. There's another aspect that's coming around to allow you to look at that so you could align and integrate the gifts from that experience, okay? You are allowed to be in process and in motion. Why don't you just say this affirmation and just keep this one? I allow life to meet me as I am. I allow life to meet me as I am. And just put your hand on your heart and gently breathe, and with softness. I allow life to meet me as I am. So can you let life meet you today? What does it feel like to offer yourself permission? So we're getting ready to go on our second break of our show. And if you're ready for more personalized support, bridging medicine, intuition, and energy, you can work with me one-on-one through private sessions. Bet you didn't know that. So go visit my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, to explore more possibilities. And I look forward to helping you become the best version of yourself. So we're going on to our break, and when we come back, we'll share some more about just being right here, right now in the moment and not waiting to heal in order to show up. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative Conscious Wake Up Office Hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Vizzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresvizzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Vizzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And on our show today, we're talking about the illusion of I'll live when I'm healed. And, you know, we kind of went through some talking points, and I just want to recap a little bit about that. You know, sometimes when we're trying to heal ourselves, we're so focused on healing that we bring ourselves out of the present moment and we're not living. It's almost like we're avoiding living our lives by playing the healing, you know, that I'm healing right now. And when I'm healed, I'll show up. It's not really about that. It's about really integrating what we're experiencing so that it becomes part of who you are. It's part of, these are parts of you that complete you and make you who you are. And, you know, people say, I got to fix this. No, it's not about fixing. I'm going to invite you to look at it more as integrating those aspects of yourself that probably you're not very comfortable with, but they're essential because they make up who you are, this beautiful radiant diamond of yumminess, okay? Remember that living is part of the healing. When we're living, we are actually healing, and, you know, we actually are led into, when we're in the present moment, you know what your next steps are. It's not about trying to figure it out. It's about allowing yourself to receive that information so you could take the next step that is correct for you. Not your neighbor, not your spouse, not your employer, not society, but you. Okay, very important. It's about stepping into your power. And just remember that it's about, you know, readiness. We always say, when I'm ready, readiness is a choice. It's not a feeling. So I invite you to step into where you're going. It might seem like it's the scariest thing that you need to do, and one baby step forward into that is going to help you lean in and move in the correct direction for where you need to go next. And just allow life to meet you as you are. Remember, you're transitioning into experience. You're transitioning into alignment. You're transitioning into your knowingness. You're allowing yourself to show up right here, right now, fully in the present moment. So when you are able to step into this, you're on a pathway that is maybe feeling to you uncharted. There's a lot of uncertainty. Yet you will have this overwhelming feeling within yourself that no matter what's going on, you know that you're right here, right now, where you need to be. So I'm going to lead you into a guided meditation to hopefully pull all of this together for you so you get a little experience to allow you to move forward. So right now, I just invite you to find a nice, quiet, comfortable position. And we're going to slide into the illusion of readiness. Healing isn't required. So either be seated or lie down, whatever is a comfortable position for you, and just allow your body to be supported. And when you're comfortable, gently close your eyes and take a slow breath in through your nose and a soft exhale through your mouth. Again, inhale and exhale. One more time, inhale and exhale. And just allow your breathing to settle into a natural rhythm. There is nowhere you need to go, nothing you need to become, and nothing you need to fix. Simply notice that you are here. And bring one hand to your heart. And if it feels supportive, the other hand to your lower belly. And just feel the warmth of your hands. Feel the contact. Feel the simple fact of your existence. And silently and softly repeat, I am here. Notice if there is any part of you that feels like it is waiting. Perhaps waiting to be better, waiting to be healed, waiting to be different, or maybe waiting to be ready. Without judgment, just notice. Now, imagine that in front of you appears a gentle doorway of light. This doorway represents the life that has been calling you. Not a future life, not a perfected life, not a healed life. Simply life. Notice any thoughts that arise. I need to fix this first. I need to resolve that first. I'm not ready yet. And just allow those thoughts to float by like clouds. You do not need to push them away. You do not need to engage with them. Just simply notice. Now, imagine a soft golden light beginning to glow inside your heart. This light does not come to repair you. It does not come to correct you. It does not come to change you. It comes to remind you that you are allowed to exist. You are allowed to participate. You are allowed to live. And just let the golden light slowly expand from your heart into your chest and your shoulders and your arms and your hands. And let it move into your belly, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, and your feet. And allow it to rise into your throat, your jaw, your cheeks, your eyes, and the crown of your head. Your entire body now bathed in this warm, gentle light. And notice the sensation of being held, like being in a warm blanket. Not fixed, not improved, just held. And now silently repeat, I do not need to be finished to be allowed to live. I do not need to be perfect to be allowed joy. I do not need to heal everything to be worthy of life. And bring your awareness back to the doorway of light in front of you. Notice that the doorway has no lock, no gatekeeper, no checklist. There are no requirements posted on the door. The doorway simply exists. Life is not asking for your resume. Life is not asking for proof of healing. Life is not asking for completion. Life is asking, are you willing to meet me? And feel into your body and notice if there is any softening, any opening, any curiosity. And now gently speak or silently repeat, I allow life to meet me as I am. I allow life to meet me as I am. I allow life to meet me as I am. And just notice how your body responds. You may feel warmth, perhaps feel emotion, or maybe feel nothing. All responses are welcome. Now, imagine yourself taking one small step toward the doorway. Not a giant leap, not a dramatic transformation, just one small, honest step. And as you step forward, notice that nothing is demanded of you. You are still you. Your tenderness remains. Your humanity remains. Your unfinished places remain. And though you are still allowed through, feel yourself standing within the doorway now. And notice that life is not overwhelming you. It's not rushing you, and it's not judging you. Life is simply present with you. So just breathe. Let this be simple. Let this be gentle. Let this be plenty. Now place your attention back on your heart and feel its rhythm, its steadiness, its presence. And simply repeat, I choose presence over perfection. I choose participation over postponement. There is nothing else you need to do in this moment. Just breathe in. Just be in this body and this moment. And slowly feel yourself coming back to this reality. And just wiggle your toes and your fingers. And when you're ready, softly open your eyes. And carry this knowing with you. You do not live after healing. You live with healing, through healing, and as healing. So welcome back, everybody. And we're going on our last break of our episode. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll just wrap it up and give you some takeaways and a message from my higher galactic self. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show today on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. If today's episode has resonated with you, I invite you to subscribe, like, and share the Dr. Dolores Show so we can continue to share our wisdom and knowledge with like-minded people like you. And your support is really important because we're really wanting to reach those who are awakening so they could step into their real life integration of who they are. And if you're feeling called to work more personalized, I support bridging medicine, intuition, and energy. And you can explore more about my private sessions at drdoloresfazzino.com. And I also have a membership community. Yes, my membership committee is within myself. And it's called I'm Awake Now What, where I partner with a colleague of mine, Cozy Stankatis, and we bring weekly live Zoom calls to help support people in our community who are in their awakening journey. So remember, healing isn't required before you live. Living is your path. And if you'd like some more support along your way, just subscribe to the Dr. Dolores Show and I'm Awake Now What. So, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, just showing up right here, right now in the present moment and not waiting for you to be healed, or, you know, it's like giving yourself permission to be right here, right now, and just allow yourself to walk through the doorway so that you can learn and embrace being the best version of yourself. So some takeaways from today's episode are: you don't need to be healed to be worthy of life. Healing is a companion to living, not a prerequisite. Integration invites wholeness. Fixing reinforces lack. Okay. Readiness is a choice, not a feeling. And presence is more powerful than perfection. And that's for our perfectionists out there. The belief that life begins after you are healed is one of the most subtle and widespread illusions in the awakening spaces. You were never meant to arrive at a finished version of yourself before participating in existence. You came here to live, feel, explore, stumble, expand, connect, and discover, all while in process. Remember, we're all works in process. Healing doesn't unlock life. Life unlocks healing. Just remember, healing doesn't unlock life. Life unlocks healing. And you are allowed to be exactly where you are in all your glory. So I'm going to leave you with a quote. You are not becoming worthy of life. You were born worthy of living. And I have a little channeled message from my high scholastic self, and I'm going to share with you. Beloved one, you are designed, and you were never designed to be perfected before being expressed. You were designed as a living current of consciousness in motion. Your becoming happens through experience. Your healing unfolds through presence. Your remembrance arises through participation. There is nothing you must earn to exist. Release the fantasy of arrival. Release the timeline of completion. Release the identity of unfinished. You are a doorway through which life explores itself. Step forward. Not as a healed being, not as a perfected being, but as a willing being. We walk with you. We witness you. We celebrate you. You are allowed to live now. I allow life to meet me as I am. I choose presence over perfection. And I choose participation over postponement. I am allowed to live while I'm healing, and I release the timeline of becoming. I step into my life as I am. Remember, I am here. I am allowed. I am living, and I am worth it. So thank you for showing up and listening, and come back next week for more. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.